Ooh, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready? I am. Let's get started. Today we're going to talk about the ought word family. And as always, I want you to have fun with this. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to say, yes, I get to do Listen and Learn today. I don't want anyone to be panicked. So if you start to feel panicked because you think I'm going too fast, I want you to remember that you can always color or finish writing at the end. And that part of this activity is called Listen and Learn. But the first part is called Listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to do that. I want you to follow the directions. So don't panic. Just have fun with this. And if you need to finish at the end, you can. All right, let's get started. At the very top, I want you to write your name with pencil. I'll write mine too. It's Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And write neatly so we make our teachers proud of us. Okay, don't write too big. Don't write too small. And at the top of our page, we have a picture. And you might be able to tell that it's a camping picture. I see a tent and a bed and a fire and a pot. And that's pretty much it. I don't even see the people. Maybe they're sleeping. You think they're sleeping? Maybe they are. So I don't know about you. When I go camping, I like to sleep inside the tent. But right now, the bed is outside the tent. Do you know what that bed is called? It's a special, it's not bed. I mean, it is bed. It is a bed. But I'm trying to have you think of a word that belongs in the ought word family. And it's another name for that bed that you can set up when you go camping. Yes, it's a cot. It's a cot. And sometimes soldiers and military use cots, because you can fold them up and put them away. So let's color our cot. Can you get some kind of a green crayon? Doesn't have to be a perfect green, some kind of a green crayon. And let's color our cot. That's a fancy way to say bed. It's a type of portable. Portable means you can move it around. Bed. Let's color our cot green. And while you color, I'll color. And I'll sound out the word cot for you. Ready? Ought, cot. And then our chunk for today is the ought chunk, because we're working on the ought word family. So I can put the chunk at the end and sound it out that way. Ought, cut. It belongs in the ought word family. Cot. Color neatly. And remember, this is to follow directions too. So even if you wanted a blue cot, your cot should be green, because I'm checking to see if you're following my directions. And your teacher is going to check too. All right, I'm almost finished coloring my cot, which tells me you're probably almost finished coloring your cot too. So I'm going to ask you to put down your green crayon. Oh boy. Oh, here we go. Please put it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. It looks like before this family decided to go to bed, or maybe they went on a hike. I don't know where they are, but it looks like they decided that they were going to cook, or maybe they just did cook, and they had some stuff in a pot. Do you see the pot? Let's color our pot. Let's get some kind of a blue crayon. Doesn't have to be a perfect blue. Some kind of a blue crayon. And let's color our pot. And while we color, I'll sound out the word pot for you. Ready? P-ot. Pot. And remember, our chunk is ot. So let's put the chunk at the end of the word and sound it out that way. P-ot. Pot. Pot belongs in the ot word family. It also rhymes, oh yeah, with cot. The pot was near the cot. That's why the pot was near the cot. They sound the same. They rhyme. All right, I'm almost finished coloring my pot, so you should be almost finished coloring your pot. Plus, it wasn't that big of a pot. All right. You may put your crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, so the pot was next to the fire, and if you're going to warm things up in the pot, you need them to get hot. Exactly. How do you think they could get the pot hot? Yes, they have to put it on the fire, and the fire is hot. So let's color our fire. We're going to use 2 crayons for our fire. So pick up a reddish colored crayon and an orangey colored crayon. And we're going to blend these together. And what I mean by that is, first I'm going to color my fire red, and then I'm going to go back on top of the red with my orange crayon. That's blending the colors together. So first, find your red crayon, and let's color the fire red. Red sometimes means hot. And so this fire is hot so that it can get the pot hot and they can have warm food. So this fire is hot. Let's sound out hot. 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 And we put our chunk at the end. Hot. Hot. It belongs in the ot word family. So we have a fire which is really hot. I left my logs alone. I didn't color my logs. I'm just coloring the fire, the flames. But it's okay if you colored your logs. I left mine alone for right now. I'm finished with my red. Almost finished with my red. Just finishing. I'll give us a little bit extra time. I'm making sure I've got it all colored in. Okay, can you put your red crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1? Okay, if you didn't finish part of your red, that's okay because we're going to use our orange and you can fill it in now. So on top of our red crayon, we're going to color orange right on top. We're going to make this fire look really hot. I'm going right on top of my red. I'm blending the colors. This fire looks really hot. The pot will get hot in the fire. The pot will get hot in the fire. It's next to the cot. It's next to the cot. But the pot will get hot in the fire. How is that? I can do that because pot and cot and hot rhyme. Ha! Yeah, they do. They all rhyme. Okay, I'm pretty much finished with my orange crayon with the blending. So I'm going to ask you to put it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we have our green cot, we have a blue pot, we have a red and orange hot fire, and now we have a tent. Does tent belong in our ot family? T-ent. Tent. I don't hear the ot chunk. Well, here's how we're going to make the tent belong in our ot word family. Ready? We are going to draw dots all over the tent. Yep. So first, I want you to find some kind of a purple crayon. Some kind of a purple. This is the part where you listen. Find a purple crayon. And I want you to draw 10 dots on the tent. Dot will go in our word family. Ready? 10 dots on the tent. Ready? It's not a race. Here we go. 1, 2, you can put them anywhere. Just make sure they're on the tent. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 purple dots on my tent. Let's sound out dot. D, ot, dot. Let's do the chunk of ot at the end. D, ot. There it is. Now put your purple crayon down, and will you grab your, let's do, oh, I can't decide. This is so hard. There's so many good colors. Let's do yellow. Pick up your yellow crayon, some kind of yellow crayon, and let's do 5 yellow dots. Ready? Here we go. 5 yellow dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Will you put your yellow crayon down? Find a pencil. We're going to practice writing some of these words. Let's look at number 1. You can see a tiny little dotted line, then a little space, a middle line, a little space, and then a third line. Then if you go across, there's a bigger space, and then a big line in the middle, and then a bigger space, and a big line at the end. So that's what we're working on. So for number 1, on the little space, I want you to write the letter of the sound that I say. Ready? Here we go. Good. H. Scoot across. Ah, ah, ah. Yes. O. T, t, t. Yes. T. Hot. Scoot across to the big line. Let's write it all together. Ah. Good. You should have H-O-T, hot. And on the last line, let's write it all together. H-O-T, hot. Excellent. Let's go to number 2. Ready? Here we go. P, p, p. P. Ah, ah, ah. O. T, t, t. T. Scoot across. We're going to write it all together. P. Ah. T. Pot. And last time, all together. P. O. T. You rock. All right, number 3. Here we go. D. 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 Ah, ah, ah. O. T. 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 Dot. We had to draw them on our tent. Scoot across. Let's write it all together. D. Ah. T. Dot. Excellent. Right? Last one for extra practice. D. O. T. Dot. Remember to write neatly. Okay, for number 4, it's a word we didn't have. We didn't practice this word at the top, but I think you'll be able to do it and figure out that it belongs in the ot word family. So the ot chunk will stay the same. Ready? Number 4, write the letter of the sound you hear. O, L, ah, O. T. Excellent. Lot. That's our new word. Lot. Okay, scoot across. Let's write it all together for extra practice. O. A. T. Lot. Awesome. And the last one, all together. L. O. T. Lot. Let's read our words. Go back up to number 1. We'll read them going down. We'll read number 1, then number 2, then number 3, then number 4. Ready? Let's read number 1. Hot. Pot. Going down. Dot. Lot. One last time. Go back up to number 1. We're going to read them going down. Hot. Pot. Dot. Lot. And last time, just for fun, start on number 4, and let's go backwards. Ready? Number 4. Then we'll go up. Lot. Dot. Pot. Hot. You're amazing. That's all I have to say. You rock. I roll. We're good together. Rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.